Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, where hope finds you. We invite you to enjoy and listen and be a part of a place where love welcomes you, peace will surround you, and the presence of God is already present. We invite you to bring your problems, bring your pain, bring everything that you deal with in this world. But when you listen, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Through our ways of reaching you, whether it's our weekly broadcast, whether it's our podcast, or whether it's something that you hear during the week or our weekly broadcast, we invite you to allow the Spirit of God to romance your ears and love on your heart. We don't take it for granted that you tune in to us, but we want to take this moment to just tell you right now, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, family, and how are you today? This is your host for the day, Minister Kim, and I'm excited to be back with you this morning. We welcome you into this atmosphere of hope, faith, and love for the whole family. Our weekly broadcast, the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, is conducive for the Holy Spirit to come in to teach, inspire, and develop healthy families globally. Our resources, prayer ministries, and online Bible studies are a few avenues that we use to empower our families. So get ready for an awesome show today as I am riding this train to provide you with that gleam of hope. We have an awesome woman of God today. She is no stranger to us and no stranger to the public. So we're excited that she had some time to be with us today. Amen. But before we get into the show, fully into the meat of it, the heart of it, amen, I want to ask you these few questions today. How serious are you about your relationship with God? Do you spend the quality time with God to strengthen the relationship? Do you know the very course He has set for your destiny? This month, I'm inviting you all to join me for Breakfast for Your Soul as we discuss God's love, pursuit of happiness. For more information, please go to our website, which is www.themorningglory.org. Y'all ready? I'm ready. Today's topic is how to network in love. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3, it says, God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have joined you with unfailing kindness. On this month, we explore the love of God through the gifts and talents He has bestowed upon us. We have an amazing lineup. Today, we have an awesome woman of God, but we truly have an awesome lineup for you to inspire you, empower, and assure you that your purpose on earth is not in vain. I have to say that again. Your purpose is not in vain. You are here for a reason. God has ordained a special assignment with your name on it. Only you can leave those track marks behind. Amen. Only you can break whatever is going on in that season that someone is going through. So get ready for awesome month with us. We are going to have exciting people here. We're going to give you some strategies, and I pray that you will connect with them after the show. There is reasons that you are here. There are reasons over and over again. I must reiterate that your life is not in vain. There is a purpose. There's a calling for you. And guess what? There's also an opportunity with your name on it. So with that being said, We have this awesome, amazing woman who returned to us. Her name is Ms. Darlene A. Anderson. She is the CEO and founder of Utopia Network, as well as Darlene's Utopia. So we're going to hear all that she has been doing as she creates the atmosphere for you to be inspired and to pursue your purpose of happiness right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back. Jesus, amen. We all do, and this is why we have this show, amen, to connect you, amen, to inspire you, that we all need a little bit more Jesus in our life. We need to spend that time with him. I'm so excited, again, for our returning guest, Darlene A. Anderson, who is doing wonderful things in our community. So without further ado, I would like to welcome you once again to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, Darlene A. Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister. Good morning. Good morning, Morning Glory, brothers and sisters. It's a pleasure.
Yes, it is a pleasure to have you once again with us. There are so many things that I would like to discuss with you, so we're going to narrow it down because I like to save some so you can come back again because you are truly one of our family members, and it's so exciting to hear all of the things that you have been doing in the last visit that you've been with us. And, I'm sipping on my tea. I don't know what you're doing. But I just want to say thank you so much. You came out to support our very own Kim M. Sutters, and it's just amazing how we just connected through our radio angel and just what took place on last night at the PIP, amen, chocolate and strawberry mingling, and it was truly a mingle. So today I want to talk about networking and love. Networking and love. What is networking, Darlene, and why is it so important that we do it in love?
Great question, and I just want to say I enjoyed myself tremendously last night. It was great to be around positive brothers, we had some men in a space, and sisters of God, and just enjoy one another, love on each other, play some awesome games. I was telling Kim, it's been a while since I've been someplace and been able to sit down and play games. It got to the point where, I don't know if you saw it, they was like, everybody except Darlene can answer the question. I want to answer. I went back to my elementary school days. I had a great time, so amen to that. And in that space, we actually spoke about that a little bit. And in my own opinion, although we can sit down and give an academic answer, it's about relationships to me. It's about relationships and it's reciprocity. It's coming to the table of we are going to network, we're going to connect, I'm going to learn about you, you're going to learn about me, whether it's personally or professionally or both, and we're going to see how through our connections, our experiences, we can help one another to elevate. So that's what networking is about to me. It's purposeful, and it's about ensuring that there's a reciprocity going on.
Exactly. And, like, I know we did some games, like you said, at Kim's event on last night. But also, I think it was also a way, an icebreaker to help or to enhance those who have difficulties building,
relationships with people. And a lot of times it's because of our past, you know, our past relationships that have crippled us to open up ourselves, to allow someone in. And a lot of us do have some awesome ideas, but we are not able to show or even, you know, expound on it because we're afraid to get out there and tell people, you know, I got this idea and this is what I'm doing. And so we stay behind the curtain and we don't ever pursue our happiness, the things that God has given us to do, because God has given us gifts and talents that we ought to exercise them each and every day. So I'm grateful for what you're doing at Darlene's Utopia as well as at the network. And I want to really dive into that because I know you have other things to do this morning. But tell us, since the last time you've been here with us, what is going on with Utopia? Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm excited, Darlene's Utopia. We have been moving forward with some great initiatives. So just to let the people at home know what Darlene's Utopia is, Darlene's Utopia is an empowerment-based company serving the New York area and beyond. We are here to help empower, motivate, and provide resources for people mm-hmm. through consultant, advocacy, and events. So to share a little bit about what's going on, we have the Making of Moguls, and that's an annual conference that we do. We last did it in April of 2015, and we were looking to do it again this November, November 12th. Mm-hmm. So many of your listeners probably have that date. But the Making of Moguls has actually been changed to next April, April of 2017, April the 1st, at the same location, the Harvest Room, and it is a phenomenal conference. The Making of Moguls and both you and Kim have come out. It's an opportunity for professionals to come out. Whether you're a professional on 9-to-5, you're an entrepreneur, you have a small business, or you work within a franchise and you are in a place of leadership, it's a great opportunity to come out and be fed and see how you can help to master what you already have or be I'll be taught new things, and that will be legal services, public speaking. We go in, personal development. We spoke a lot about that last night and making sure your business is legitimate. So we do all of that at the Making of Moguls, and it's a great networking event as well overall.
Awesome, awesome. So we are looking forward to it. So everyone, please, Making of a Module is on April 1st, 2007, and it is hosted at the Harvest, which is out in Brooklyn, and we will definitely continue to share with you as the time draws near. But please, please, please mark your calendars for April 1st. All roads lead to Making of a Module with the CEO and the founder, Darlene Anderson. And you said something that was really profound and interesting because, you know, a lot of times we host such networking events like this, and people, you know, they'll say, I'm coming, and at the day of the event, they might not show up. Things do happen because there's always unexpected events. But how then afterwards that someone would want to connect with you, and that's the thing, the follow-up. We talked about that too, how important it is not just take a business card and how important it is not to say, okay, what's your website? And, oh, I hope you know, I'll connect with you on Facebook. But after all the ha-ha-ha, after all of the conversations that we do and, you know, the promises, we go home and we get back into our normal routine of life because we have other things to do besides our business, right?
Yes.
We have our personal life. So how can we encourage someone today? Okay, you went to the network or you wanted to go to the event but wasn't able to. So how do you really reach out to Darlene? You know, how do you say, hey, Darlene, I had all intentions to come, but I couldn't. You know, can I still connect with your resources? You know, how do you now bridge the gap with these individuals?
That's a good question, Minister Kim, and it's kind of like it's a two-part answer. So first, addressing individuals that may not be able to come. I will say this, if professional development is on your list, your short-term or long-term goals, because it's 6 months away, so actually 6 months from today, so that would make it a long-term goal because anything between 3 to 6 months is considered short-term. So your long-term goal would be to attend to help elevate you professionally in your entrepreneurship endeavors. There really isn't any not coming, if that makes sense. There is excuses unless there is an extreme unforeseen. And that's not even to my event. That's anything that you're listening and stating that you want to come. I'm reading Mike Murdoch's book, The Uncommon Leader. This book is amazing, and some of the principles he speaks about is really sowing seeds. Everybody thinks that tithing is about giving money, and if you don't have money, you can't really give to God, and your blessing won't be harvested, and that's not true. You sow your time in what you believe in, because like you said, coming on, we all have assignments, but we really have to be the co-pilots of those assignments. And it starts with disciplining yourself to come out and really be fed in what you need. And again, that's not my event. That's any event that will help elevate you. Now, any event that they can't come out for an unforeseen incident that requires their time and attention, just them, then great. They can definitely link on to Darlene's Utopia. We're excited. We have the Making of Moguls on Facebook. You can follow us on LinkedIn, on Twitter. We're everywhere, the Making of Moguls. And there they will learn about the event, and if they can't attend, how to follow up with us thereafter. We have great presenters. Don Singsteel helped to address Oliver T. Reed, Dr. Oliver T. Reed out of Virginia will be back. We love him. We also have Nakisha Ross, and we have Elizabeth Madison. Elizabeth and Nakisha are speaking to health and wellness, and then Dr. Oliver T. Reed is speaking to social media, and Don is a clinician, so he speaks to how hard it is mentally, which a lot of entrepreneurs don't talk about, but it's a lot to be an entrepreneur. We spoke about that last night and juggle your different lives. So I hope I answered your question in two parts. You can find us if you can't come, but we really need for you to come out and just really help to restore or support into you.
Yeah, great. And it's important that we do that, because that's twofold. Because a lot of times, you know, people hear you on the radio show and they're like, oh, my God, it's exciting. But please, the key thing that you said, this is a long-term goal. It's happening in April, April 1st, 2017. Mark your calendar, unless there's unexpected, everything that you have, you know, like no say over. But don't give up your hope. Don't give up your aspirations. If you're hearing what Ms. Darlene is saying, and you're like, I'm interested, she sounds like she's doing what she needs to do, you go and research her and you want to be connected to her, don't allow anything to stop you. And that was the key thing. Don't allow anything to stop you from making that connection. When you network and love, you go beyond. You go through the extreme measurements to do what's necessary to achieve the goal. And that's what love is all about. Amen. God said to us that love covers a multitude of sin, right? So what does that mean? Whatever is going on, whatever distractions that you might be dealing with, that love will cover it. It will motivate you. It will push you to pursue your happiness. Amen. And I'm telling you, this is an awesome event. Radio Angel and I have gone. We've gotten some wealthy information that it not only helped us in our, you know, pursuing our, you know, professionalism and the things that we are doing, but in our personal lives. So that's the key thing, too. Deal with your personal life. Whether you're in business, in ministry, you still have to deal with you at the end of the day. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our returning guest, Ms. Darlene Anderson. We'll be back.
Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Getting Started in Real Estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I see you on the switchboard. I want to thank all of our listeners today. We appreciate you. Oh, goodness, goodness. That was a great opener, Darlene. Thank you so, so much. And don't forget, the Making of a Marju 2017. We're at, we're going to be at the Harvest, amen, which is out in Brooklyn, a wonderful place.
and it's just a great time for you to network and get the information. Please get the information. Okay, so, Darlene, I'm preparing myself to come to your upcoming event. As a newbie in business, amen, pursuing my dreams, pursuing my happiness, amen, I know that I need to network. I know I need to get out there and meet some people. What are some of the things through your own experience building your corporation that you would share with us so that the newbies, amen, will not have to encounter? What are some of the things that you would share?
Like, That's also a great question. You're like three up right now. That's a great question. I will say, and we were actually, my team and I were talking about this, and as we're looking at Darlene's Utopia overall, all of the productions, you have the Making the Moguls, the Conversation Series, and the radio show. The radio show, we're actually going to be relaunching. We're going to be airing the radio show. That's the Power Zone with DU this coming October, which we're in October today. And I'll give our listeners the exact date for that. They can get more information about that. But that will be October the 19th. You can look us up, the Power Zone with DU, for more information about that. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing surveys throughout the next couple of months, asking people what challenges they have as an entrepreneur or, again, a professional, because there's a lot of people that go to work 9 to 5 and they really cannot succeed because they don't have the proper tools. Similar yet different, a friend of mine, she did great as a supervisor for a job. She was there for around 10 years. She did great as a supervisor, but she didn't have any people skills. And those people skills, her lack thereof, was accepted in the atmosphere where she's at. Let me rephrase that. She's an associate. She's not a friend. Sometimes we say friend and we mean associate. So she was an associate. And once she stepped out of the comfort zone where she was at for 10 years, well, people accepted that, because sometimes even as professionals, we accept certain behaviors and we never really help somebody elevate and tell them what they need to do better. As soon as she stepped out of that 10-year environment, she went to another job. You know what happened, Minister?
What happened?
She got fired. She got fired because that behavior wasn't tolerated anyplace else. And that's to say that professionals, sometimes we want to succeed at our 9 to 5. We want to be supervisors. We want to do different things. And if you're someplace and you're constantly after promotion, well, performance evaluations not being considered and you're always being passed over, then you can come out to Moguls and ask the questions, why is it? Have somebody give you an honest assessment. We have Toastmasters that they come out. We do public speaking. From a clinician perspective, Don talks about those interpersonal skills in a workplace. I'll use myself. I'm an A-type personality. A-type personalities, we're lions as it relates to looking at animals that are similar to us. We're driven. We're goal-oriented. Everybody always wants to talk about the great things. But the challenges at being an A-type personality, and a lot of people would know I struggle with this, but it is relationships. It's communicating better with people, because everyone is not going to be where you're at and as goal-oriented. So what that looks like in an A-type personality is that I'm stepping over people. I'm stepping over people. I'm stepping over people. The first thing that my staff say when I ask them to do something outside of their comfort zone is, Darlene, I don't want to disappoint you. And I look at them and say, what do you mean you don't want to disappoint me? So sometimes it goes over my head. Like, okay, so they just mean that they know that I'm serious about this and I'm passionate. But then the other day I sat back and I said, well, if somebody is consistently saying this, I have to look at how I'm showing up. Sometimes my passion, if I'm overly passionate, that can scare people. So I speak to psychologists about this. I speak to people that are leaders about this and say, you know, how can my passion deter people from being a client or from being a part of the project if they're on my team? So these types of things we learn at Moguls. Public speaking is something that we do at Moguls a lot. Even Kim spoke to this yesterday, structuring your business.
Yeah.
A lot of people go into a business and they'll just be like, I'm doing business as, and that's it. There are a lot of things about business I had to learn, or the opposite. You'll go into a business and say, oh, let me automatically get my EIN number. Let me get a commercial account. Let me incorporate right now. All of those things you're supposed to do, but if it's not purposeful and you don't have the business savviness and know why you're doing it, pause. pause, take a class. New York offers so many classes, even if it's not mine, where you will learn a business. So these are some of the things at Moguls that we tap into. It is specific for the businessmen and women.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. You said so much, like always. See, that's why we have to keep you coming back. You talked about being a people person. You talked about knowing your personality, like you have, like you said, consulted a man, the psychologist, and people who will be real and tell you the truth. This is your personality. And those are those tests, you know, that you ask these questions and really just telling you who you are. And I believe that everyone should have that. You need to know who you are, what personality that you have been given, that God has given you, so that you can be able to distinguish how you are going to communicate. Communication is key. And sometimes because of your personality, you might come off a certain way that can be very defensive, can also cause that opportunity that really has your name on it, amen, to take a little step back and be like, I don't know if I really want to work with this person, you know, they're too aggressive. You know, they this, they that, you know, they're too bossy. I don't know. So you don't want the ifs. You don't want people to even see you in that mannerism. Amen. You want people to know I'm showing up because I believe in my dreams. I believe in the vision. I believe in this corporation. So I need you to partner up with me. I believe that you have something to offer me. And one of the things that as I studied about networking and, you know, really marketing your business is that we all have to create a group of acquaintances and associates and keeping it active on a regular basis. You have to continue to reach out. You have to communicate. You have to have mutual benefits for one another. And network, yes, basically asking the question, how can I help you? A lot of times it's, what can you do for me? No, when you're approaching someone, you should be, how can I help you? This business, this is what I'm doing that will help inspire your life. It will help you get out of your situation. It will take you from poverty to the riches, whatever it is that someone is in need of right there. And I think that's key too, Darlene. What is my need right now? Fix my need right now. How can you fix this? So I thank you so much for just being transparent when you talked about you yourself, and that's why we love you, because you know you don't sugarcoat it. You know, you put yourself in the situation and say, hey, this is what I've done and this is how I've become who I am today, because I took some training, I took some studying classes, I'm reading my book right now so I can learn more about Darlene Anderson so I can be effective to you. Thank you so, so much. When we come back, there's also another part of you that I love, because I love the flyer. I told you last night, I'm going to promote this. Let's talk about Darlene Network, the corporation, how it has benefited your clients and how it will benefit us again when we,
amen,
come to this event and also link up with you. Amen. Let's build a,
amen,
meaningful relationship. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with our guest, Ms. Darlene Anderson.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it. Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps them stay alive. Have some water, give me five. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free. Water washes out the bad stuff. Water washes in the good. Water is the best choice for a kid to drink with food.
Water is the best choice all the time
for kids of every age.
Learn more at ZuberTubers.com.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It is truly a pleasure to be with you all this morning. Amen. We have entered into a new month, and
you know, this year is almost out. So we definitely want to continue to inspire you as we are in season 8. And we have this awesome woman of God who has returned with some important information to share with you, to empower you, amen, to pursue your happiness, pursue God-given happiness so that you can be happy. I don't want you to be miserable. Darling, I'm really serious about this. I don't want the people of God to be miserable. And sometimes
yes.
you don't have to say it. It's just your appearance, it's your aura. And God did not create us to be like that. But I believe if you get with the right people, amen, that God will fulfill you and you will pursue your happiness. So one of the things that we've been talking about here is networking in love, and how it is to network in love and build that relationship through communication. Amen. And not always saying, what can you do for me, but how can I help you? And Darlene is saying today, I have an upcoming event. I have these awesome businesses, amen, that will help you. I'm here to help you, and that's what I'm getting, Darlene. I just, you know, am I being truthful here? Is this what you're saying to our listeners today? I want to help you. I want to help your business to flourish. I want to help you be the best you that you can possibly be. I want you to be happy in whatever season that you're in. I still want you to be happy. I still want you to be great. And that's what I'm hearing with your business. We talked about the Darlene Utopia, but tell us now about the networking component, because you have built another portion of you out of your gifts and talents that God gave you in the very beginning of creation. So please tell us in reference to the network.
Yes, with pleasure. So we have, through the grace of God, and God is really good, because we speak to the law of attraction, and mm-hmm. sometimes we think that what we want will take years, and that's your individual walk in life. It's funny because, again, I watch Mike Murdoch a lot, and he said that, and this has been said by other people of clergy, that sometimes when it takes so long to get to our destination or what God has designed for us, it's because of us. It's because we decided to go A or B instead of going A. You have to write the plan, make it clear, make it simple, and God will provide for you. So I wrote down in 2014, I said, all right, God, he kept whispering in my ear, I want you to do this nonprofit. I want you to do this nonprofit. I said, God, it's going to be too much. It's too much for what I'm already doing for me to do this nonprofit. And he kept saying, he was like adamant about it, I want you to establish a nonprofit. I said, you know what? Okay, God, I'm going to do this. And just like that at my table, okay, God, I'm going to do this nonprofit. And I wrote it down in my dining room. I said, all right, I'm going to do a nonprofit, and I'm going to do it within 12 to 24 months. And then I called a friend of mine who's a real estate agent, and I said, look, I want you to work with me on whatever I have to do to make myself attractive to establish a residential house, because I thought that's what he wanted me to do. That's what I'm good at. Okay, I'm going to establish this residential house because I've done this with the formerly incarcerated population. I kid you not, no more than 2 weeks later, I'm sitting with someone that I had met maybe a month before. This is all in December. At the end of December, him and I are sitting. Could have been the first week in January.
Uh-huh,
so 2 weeks
uh-huh.
after I wrote this, he says, you know, Darlene, I've been watching you. He was helping me with some of my marketing stuff. He said, I've been watching you for the past couple of months and listening to what you say you're passionate about and what you do with Darlene's Utopia. He said, but I think Darlene's Utopia is on the lines of becoming a nonprofit, because it sounds like that's what you do through your conferences and stuff. And I said, you know what? You're right. I do want to. I said, I just wrote this goal down 2 weeks ago, but it'll take me like 2 years. He said, I'm about to move out of the state. I have a nonprofit. I was going to dissolve it, but I've been in meditation with the Lord, and God said to appoint you as president and CEO and give you this organization. He said, you could change the name, you could change the mission, do whatever you want to do. It's yours, and I'll help you set it up in the beginning. Even while I'm out of state, I'll help you until you're ready to just take off on your own. And that is how Utopia Network, Inc. came into being, just like that. The executive board took my resume. They looked at everything. They said, we like it. He still had an active board. They know about your nonprofit family. Know about your nonprofit management. The board said, we want her. They appointed me. And that is how Utopia Network came into being. And presently, Utopia Network is a linkage nonprofit organization. We're based out of Brooklyn, New York, but we service the entire New York region at large. And our goal is simple. We are linking people to services. We have skilled professionals that volunteer their time and services, inclusive of myself, professional development, resume writing, economical development, family development, housing, entitlements. We do everything. Health insurance. We link you to services to promote positive outcomes because that's what we're all passionate about.
Wonderful. It's amazing because I went on your page and you have an upcoming free event, and it's just amazing. I put it up, especially on our fan page. So if you're listening right now, you will see it come up on our fan page, which is the Morning Glory IVO Hope. And I'm telling you, these are free events. This is information that we all need. It's a free workshop. We are excited to announce that October 18th, between the hours of 6 to 8 p.m., we will be facilitating a professional development workshop at New Lock Public Library in Brooklyn. Please, family, my friends, it is so important to get the information for your personal and professional life.
Amen. It definitely is. And while we're doing it now, because we're doing this, and eventually we are going to be at a place, when I say we, executive officers, board of trustees, we're actually going out and doing the services. We have a great relationship, a partnership actually, with ASA College, so we'll have some interns for the fall. But right now, we're rolling up our sleeves and we're out in the trenches. I'll be facilitating this workshop at New Lock Public Library, which we also have a phenomenal relationship with. Come out. This is geared more towards adolescents, but adults, you are more than welcome to come out just the same, because there are a lot of adults that don't really understand this modern-day way of networking and doing resumes, cover letters, thank you letters. It's foreign to them because I'm from a way where it was like, honestly, my father always said, fake it till you make it. So sometimes we put things on our resume that's not necessarily true, but it's like, all right, so if you babysat, then you babysat with your aunt. But you really babysat at a daycare center up the block because it was bigger and your auntie worked there for reception. You can't do that nowadays because they spot check everything.
Yeah.
So we give you, don't worry about if you've never worked before. Some people think that's a big thing. Volunteering, what you do at your church, what you do with the elderly neighbor down a block from you, all of that can be put into your resume and used to your benefit. So if you're in that area, come out and get those techniques because we, again, are about outcomes. It's not just doing your resume. It's helping you land a job. And we don't promise, but we do have resources for that as well.
Yes, and that's so important. And, again, if you're not a part of our fan page, go to the Morning Glory Ivy of Hope, and we will definitely link you up to all of the services and all of the upcoming events that Darlene Anderson is doing. We are so, so grateful that you are here with us today. When we come back, we want more of you as we talk about networking and love. Let's leave a few nuggets, amen, so that
amen.
We can begin to do this together in love. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We're going to make sure you write, amen, as you pursue, amen, your happiness. We're going to make sure that you know the importance of networking and love with our very own Darlene Anderson. Okay, so you know the topic. We heard about all that you are doing, which are some great, awesome things, and we thank God for this new birth, what God is doing in your life and for the community, not only
in the Brooklyn area, but in the New York area. So that means that all roads, wherever you are living at, you can head out to Brooklyn. Amen. It's just a highway, a train ride. Amen. Get to Brooklyn on October 18th. And don't forget to save the date for the making of the modules, April 1st. And we will continue to give you more information about these upcoming events. So networking in love. Okay, we talked about what networking is, but how important it is for us to solidify the relationship. Let's go back to last night's event, you know, and we shout out our radio angel for putting an awesome display of excellence to all of her attendees on last night, and shout out to all of her honoraries, amen, that she was honoring on last night. Okay, so we come to such an event, whether it's free to pay for, should we come in with a mindset that I am signing up to participate in an event because I'm coming to build everlasting relationships, or am I coming just to be a spectator? You know, I got to get real before the show is over. Darling, so how should we visit this up? I see it on social media. I might have got an invite and patient through my email. When I look at it, I read the content, I say, hey, this is great. Do I begin writing to prepare myself for this event because I'm coming with a purpose?
Amen. I'm sitting and laughing. I think really it starts with your spiritual relationship with God. And then not to offend, because this is a Christian-based church, but there are some that may be more religious than others, more routine-based than others. So not to take away from you if you just maybe go to church on Sunday or pray when you walk out the door, that's respected also. But for me and for a couple of my sisters and my mentors and my brothers, it starts with really getting up in the morning and starting my day with God. Receiving myself to listen to him and to understand and to talk to him and share with him what some of my challenges are and get my assignments from him. Because once my assignments have been given, then the assignment is always going to entail how I, because that's what we're here for. We're here to be a blessing, to help somebody.
Yes.
Lawyers are here for legal. Doctors are here for medical. Teachers are here for education. You are here to service somebody. So in that service, I need to understand who am I to service. That's where the communication comes in. So usually when I go to a networking event, I do go, and it's not to say that it's about me, but once I'm sowing my seed, my talent, I always say, Lord, what is it that Darlene Anderson is going to get out of this? And it's not selfish, but it's also to say, who can I take now, what you've given me? How can I be a vehicle? And this is my prayer every day. How can I be a vehicle to help someone else elevate to not where I am, but to where you want them to be? Because sometimes when I talk about moguls, when I talk about my conferences, I always say, I sit back and I say, I make money for people. There are people, I sit back and I'm like, can I get a testimony? Because you've made some money. And it's not to say that it's being cocky. It is to say that I use my talent. So I don't have a problem in saying, It's my job to help other people elevate to where God wants them to be, and that's what I look to do. So whenever I go to an event, it's how can I take my talent to help somebody get to where God wants them, and then how can I elevate myself just the same?
Awesome, wonderful. So initially, it starts out with your daily relationship with God, you know.
Correct.
It just starts out there. It has to start out with you having a daily relationship. And it also builds your confidence. Because if you could talk to God, then you should be able to talk to anyone. And that is the truth of the matter. A lot of times, because one of the things that I stand on is prayer, having that relationship with God. And a lot of times when people are receiving counsel from me, they say, well, Minister Kim, how can you pray like that? I said, this didn't happen overnight. It took time. I got seasoned in it. You know, it took me to lay out before the Lord. It took me to feel comfortable, open myself up to God, because I can't see him, but I know he's there. Amen. So I'm working on that strength right there. And then how do I now take some of the conversations that I have with God and take it to the public, take it to the media, take it to his people? I had to learn now to be before people and not be camera shy, not to be stage fright, be real and authentic in myself, be comfortable, not saying, oh, my God, I don't talk like that one. I don't preach like this one. Oh, my God, I said that wrong. No, no.
I believe that you're supposed to perfect everything that you do, and that's by studying it, you know, what you are assigned to do. Amen?
Correct. Amen.
He teaches and then he calls you. That means that he calls you out to that assignment. Amen? So always remember that in life there's always a preparation season. When we talk about our babies in school, one of the things that we should always tell them to prepare for school. Don't just wait until the morning to get prepared to get your books and get the pencils ready. You should do that the night before. You should be always studying because you never know when your teacher's going to give you a test. So this is what we need to do. These are principles of development and who you are in your personal and professional development. So guess what? If I meet a million-dollar, you know, CEO, founder of a company, I'm not afraid to introduce myself. I'm not afraid to tell him my vision because he might have exactly what I need. I might have what he needs. Just because he's a millionaire don't mean that he don't need my services. Come on now. Don't let me start preaching here this morning. So we have to have this daily conversation with God. See, that's why. That's why you. That's why I be taking a while for you to come on, because then I just gotta go in. You're right, darling. It starts with you. That's your preparation. That's your training ground. Start having that conversation in the morning with God. And one of the things that you said was, you asked God, "How can I be of a service?" And I'm not saying exactly what, how you said it, but in essence, God, how can I serve your people?
Amen.
Not how I am, but how you want them to be.
Correct. Correct.
So that's the first thing. Let's move on because I'll be preaching up here on the show today. Amen. After you've done all that and God now gives you an assignment, he says, okay, it's okay to go to making of a modules. It's okay to come out to this free event. Preparing yourself to go to any event, preparing yourself to be blessed, like coming into that room and knowing that God has ordained that speaker. God has put resources, pamphlets, amen, business cards in your presence, and there's so many of them. Which one is geared towards you? See, I don't need to be amiss in anything that I do. I need direct contact. God, this one, that one. How do we begin to prepare ourselves with that portion of developing
that is
a network of love?
Would you? I'm about to jump out of my seat and start shouting here. I'm about to go run through the house right now and start waking up people. It's simple, and I'm listening to you as we were talking with your prior question, and I just pulled it up, and it's Matthew 24:44, be ye always ready. Be ye always ready. When God gives you your assignment, you have to prepare. You have to sit down. You have to, and I'm going to take it to both sides of the spectrum. Kim did a great event last night.
Yeah, and I loved
it. And I sat in my seat because I was like, oh, God, I'm about to be that student again. That's like, I know the answer. And she called me out, and it wasn't intentionally, and I wasn't the only person in the space, but not everybody gave their business cards, because it was other women in that space that would have won the same test. And the reason why I won that is because I came from a place of lack of not knowing, and that was ensuring that your business card had pertinent information for people to contact you, your website, a proper email address, your name, the name of your business, all of these things. I won that. I give my cards out with pride because I personally, and I always use myself as an example, I came from a place of grammatical errors on my card, of having Yahoo on my card, Darlene's Utopia at Yahoo. All of this misspelling, too many things that people don't know what I do because I got 800 things on my card that I do. I had to learn from leaders. And when I say learn, I learned from leaders that, like your auntie and uncle, from back in the days where when they said things, it was cutting, it wasn't good, but it's what you needed to hear. That is my mentor. You need to fix this. What is Yahoo? What is this? What is that? I remember I bought a shopping cart, different yet the same, to an event. My girlfriend did it, not even me, because we were bringing food. I got chastised so much because I brought a shopping cart to unload the food to my event at a studio, my mentor said, we don't do stuff like that. When you step in a place, you step in with elegance. You prepare. You should have prepared that in advance and got somebody to deliver it. If you can't deliver it, then don't bring it in. You don't bring shopping carts in here, and you don't deliver food. That crushed my heart. But it was a learning experience. So what I started doing is writing down things, those short and long-term goals, the little things. How am I going to deliver food? What do I want my business card to look like? What do I want to say out of my mouth before I see somebody? What do I want to say out of my mouth when I'm on a podium? I'm jotting down things. And not that you need a thesis, but you should have a plan of action all of the time for different aspects of your business, advertisement, conference, your expert, your service, how are you presenting your products and service. All of these things matter. So be ye always ready, and you can never go wrong, never.
Love it, love it. OMG. First one is to have that conversation with God. Second is be ye ready, and be open to constructive criticism. That is so important. And don't be the smartest one in your business, because you need to know, as a newbie in business or a seasoned in business, meaning that you've been in your business for a while, but you can always learn something new. You can always perfect it. You should always strive to give a red carpet performance. What I mean, your guests should always feel welcome. They should be feeling like kings and queens and honored that they have decided to be in your presence. And there we go again, going back to networking, meeting. How can I help you? You don't know what it took for someone to get to your event. You don't know what it took for someone to get to that conference online calling that you had scheduled. So with that being said, you got to embrace them in love. You got to let them know whatever is going on in your world, we got the right antidote right here in this room. If I got to take you to the side and deal with whatever you deal with, so when you come back in, your heart is open to receive, then that's what we need to do. On yesterday,
amen.
Father, on yesterday, this was so key, and we definitely need to have you back on, darling. We were preparing and setting up for the event for Kim, and she said, hold on, wait a minute, y'all. This is something that we do all the time. We open up in prayer. It sets the foundation, you know. And she was like, this is what we believe and this is what we do. No offense to no one else's religion. But we have to set the tone. And this is who you are. Never be ashamed that you're a prayer warrior. Never ashamed that you have a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Introduce to someone that this is the way that you do it. And they'll see, like, dang, this really works. You know, I came in one way, but now I feel, because then it opens up your spirit to receive what you really came there for. Oh, this has been an awesome time. I'm so sad that I know you have to leave us, but you left us some key things that we can start out with, hold on to, develop, and guess what? Our friends and family could connect with you so they can continue to grow, to build a network of love. I want you to really hold on to that. Networking and love. Don't come with a hidden agenda. Don't show up like that. Show up with a purpose driven that you want to help somebody. Amen. When you shake that hand,
amen,
let it be because you reaching out and saying, here, I want to connect with you. I want our energy, amen, to be in line with one another. Because when you shake somebody's hand or give somebody a hug, you can feel the weight on people sometimes. Amen? You can feel it. And you can just silently pray and say, God, release, that they can be receive what they need to receive. This is Minister Kim with our returning guest today, Darlene Anderson, the CEO and founder of Darlene's Utopia and the new birth of Utopia's Networking, Inc. And this is going to go a long way because we need resources. We thank you so much for being here with us. For more information concerning Darlene, please go to our website, www.themorningglory.org, and also become a fan today on our Facebook page, which is The Morning Glory Ivy. Oh, hope. God bless you, and we'll see you real soon.
It's a new day. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say, this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say, I am strong. And prosperity. Let the poor say, I am rich. Oh, it's a new season coming to me. Lift your voices and say it.
It's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
There's a noise. It's blowing my way.
Blowing my way.
Can you stand it tonight? It's a season of
Hello, everybody. OMG, I have the pleasure of introducing Minister Kim. I know that a lot of you listened to her earlier today, but I have the pleasure of introducing her right now to the new season of Behind the Collar. Real talk, real issues, real people, real solutions. Everybody give a hand to our own, very own Minister E. Underwood. Wait a minute. How am I going to say E. Underwood? Thank God for reality radio. Minister Kim E. Underwood.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. I love you, Radio Angel, for all that you do. And yes, it is truly a new season here as we have entered into season 8 through the approval of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are so excited about this portion of our radio, and it is truly a treat for all of us where we can really let go and really divulge the word of God and make it applicable for our life by being honest with ourselves. So I'm going to be the voice for those who have been dealing with some issues but refuse to talk about it, too embarrassed to talk about it because the church doesn't allow you to vent. The church doesn't allow you to expose the real you, what's really going on. Amen. Everything is hush-hush or thrown under the rug. But no longer. We can't ask for freedom and we don't share what's really holding us up. Amen. We're going to be free in 2016. I know we only have a few more months left, but don't you know the latter days of your life is going to be greater. Huh? I'm telling you, the latter days of this year is going to be greater for you because you have tapped into your purpose. You have tapped into the realm of who you ought to be, and you're ready to pursue it. Huh? But everything that you do, you have to pursue it in the love of God, because God pursued us because he showed his love through his only begotten son, and that was Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to this. And I also want you to memorize this verse, amen. Every time the enemy speaks opposite of your destiny, your purpose, your journey, the situation that you were in, you fight him back with the word of God. You go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3. It says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Then you know what? You make it personal after that. You said, Lord, you have loved me with an everlasting love. So once you get hold of that, digest it and let it marinate in you, no hell, no situation that occur in your life will be able to hold you back and put you in bondage ever again, because you know that God loves you, and anything that God loves, he's going to protect. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a wife, I'm a friend. And come mess with my people, guess what? I'm going to get you. I'm going to defend my people. So guess what? The God who we call our Father, our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, will protect you. He will put hinges around you. You won't even see your enemy coming. Just focus on God. Amen? So this month, I want to encourage you to pursue him. I want to encourage you to look at God no matter what you're dealing with. I don't care if you're on crack. I don't care if you're smoking blunt every day. I don't care if you just got out of a whorehouse. You've been sleeping with someone's husband. I don't care none about that. Guess what? Because God can use you. God will develop you. He will take you into his quiet place and mold you to the real you that you ought to be. That very thing that you've been dealing with, that stronghold, that struggle, that thorn in your side, God will turn it around for it to be a testimony to help some other little girl, to help some other boy. So you be encouraged. You be encouraged as you open up your heart and mind to God as you have stepped into a new month. This is October 1st. So all that stuff that happened prior to that, that's dead. Amen. God woke you up today. It's a new day for you to thrive in this word. Jeremiah 31:3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Who is he talking to? He's talking to you right now. He's saying that he loves you.
The love that he has for you is unconditional. You can't do anything wrong enough for God never to love you again. He will never walk away from you. I know Tommy walked away from you. I know your family hasn't, you know, aborted you. But guess what? God did. And guess what? We won't either. So check us out here every week on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Tune in when we have our guests. Tune in when we have this segment, because we're going to talk about real people, real issues right here. God bless you. Stay tuned as we have our Woman of God, Radio Angel, back here to what's happening in the hood right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back.
Sometimes I'm cold. Sometimes I'm hot. Sometimes I'm breathful. Another time I'm hot. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Sometimes my face feels used up. Every time I get in a bind, I know you're there. I send up this real simple prayer. Rebuild me. Rebuild me. Rebuild me. Rebuild me. We're gonna make mistakes and have a price to pay. But I ain't never seen a perfect man. Just people saved by grace. You never make everybody happy.
Left my notes at home, but luckily Minister Kim has brought her notes with her about what's going in the community. But before she says anything about what's going in the community, I just want to let everybody know, listen, we want to be able to support you like you have supported us. So make sure you inbox us at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. We want to know what's going on in your community so that we can share it with our listeners. It doesn't matter whether your community is in Kenya, Africa, or right here in the Boogie Down Bronx, New York. Make sure to send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Minister Kim, since I left my notes home, I think you can tell everybody what's going on in the community.
Sure, you know I got you, girl. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. There's so much stuff that is really going on, but there's some things that Kim didn't have because I got it yesterday through my job, and it's some awesome stuff that I want to share with you, and I believe that it is a great way for you to get involved if you are dealing with a family member who has been dealing with diabetes, or you are a diabetic and you would like to become a diabetic self-care coach. This is an awesome way for you to spread the information. It's called Control Your Diabetes for Life. That's the name of the organization. And they ask you for some criteria. You have to have type 2 diabetes. You have to want to help your community. Here's the key thing. You know, Darlene and I were talking about networking and love. And the first thing about networking is, how can you help? How can you help? How can I help you? It becomes a personal question that you will say to someone. So this is what they're asking you. How can you help your community? You've been diagnosed with diabetes amen, and you've been able to manage it through, you know, information that you receive from your doctor, information that you receive by, you know, Googling some information. You might have changed your diet. You might be working out. I don't know what your remedy is and what your regimen of treatment is, but it has stabilized you, amen. You're no longer on insulin. You might not even be taking a medication, but you're just monitoring yourself. This is a great way that you can be a testimony for someone else who is battling with diabetes, amen. What you will have to do is attend 4 days a week or 5 weeks of training. They will teach you about the DSMP. You will work with other new coaches and gain practical skills. Throughout this here period of training, they will give you $10 each day and a round-trip metro card. You will get snacks or lunch for each section. And once you complete the 5 weeks of training, you will become a certified self-care coach. Once the training is over and you're committed, keyword, you have to be committed to teaching the course part-time. You will receive $50 a week for the duration of 6 months of internship. Then they will give you part-time employment hourly pay. Once you do that, they will give you an opportunity to go into the school systems, go into various centers in your location and teach, educate, empower your neighbors how to take care of themselves and become diabetic free. I'm calling that. I'm speaking that in the atmosphere. Amen. That's one thing. And then for family members, you might be listening as well. Amen. And you've been struggling with addiction. And I'm talking about drug addiction, the alcohol, marijuana, barbiturates, all of that stuff. Amen. That's addictive form and that has robbed you of your true identity. Black Lights has all walks of life, spirituality, and recovery. Keep it 100, Speaker Jam. It's a clean and sober celebration that has been joined and connected with the United Church of God on 184th Street near 3rd Avenue here in the Bronx. It's a brotherhood and sisterhood fellowship. Amen. The first clean and sober event will take place October 14th, and that will happen every second Friday of the month. There is a donation, which is only $5. The doors open up at 7 until, if you don't know how to socialize clean and sober, this is a great way to learn how. On yesterday, they kicked off with 11:30 prayer service, and it was awesome and amazing. They've asked me to come and speak. Amen. No, I'm not in recovery, but not from addiction of drugs, but I'm in recovery from something. Amen. God delivered me from other things. And I'm going to talk about that here at this forum because people got to know and understand that addiction is not just drugs and alcohol. So for those, you know, who look down at people who are struggling with drugs and alcohol, no, you might be addicted to sex. You might be addicted to shopping. You might be addicted to other things, and you don't look at it as an addiction, but it is. Addiction is anything that robs you from your true identity, from the purpose that God ordained you to have. I just had to throw that in to help somebody not to judge others today. Don't judge nobody because you got some issues too. So every Friday at 11:30 a.m., they meet for 30 minutes, and they will be going over the 12-step in recovery. Prayer service, group counseling sessions are being held. Please, 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 at the same location, meet. This is my brother, Walter Bell. Amen. Meet him at exactly the location, 4430 3rd Avenue in the Bronx, and that is on 184th Street in the Bronx, and I will definitely continue to share this wealth of information with you. You heard what Darlene Anderson is about to do on October 18th. We will definitely put it up, and we are so excited what Kim, our very own radio angel, is doing with PIP Woman Rock, which is a sisterhood. Last night, amen, she shared the goal, the new adventure, amen, that she is targeting single women, amen. So where's all my single women? Just put your hand up on the radio line. Guess what? There's a place for you, amen. You don't have no children. You don't have no spouse, amen. And you was like, Dad, what can I do? I'm bored. Holidays are coming, and I don't want to eat alone. Guess what? Kim has an awesome, awesome platform for you that you unite with other sisters, because it's just not a gathering, but it's a sisterhood, and you are welcome to be a part. So always go to her page, which is Kim M. Sutter's, and link also to the PIP Woman Rock. We will also have that information up because we're all family, and we want you to know who we have linked up with so that you can link up with them well. Amen. We want to make sure your network is done in love, that you are covered and protected. Amen. Because some things we have linked up with, ooh, Lord Jesus, you are praying to get out of it. So God is giving you a new avenue, opportunity to link up with some heartfelt people who love you and care about your needs. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with guess who's coming back. Amen. Here live in the studio today, our lady quarterback, LaTanya Rush, is here with us. Let's hear what the player got to say that's going to help you play this right today. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Hey, 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 happy morning to everyone. I hope you're having a fantabulous morning thus far, mostly because you woke up this morning. It is truly a pleasure and an honor to be here once again live here in the station with my beautiful queens on this awesome platform. It's me, LaTanya, Lady Quarterback, bringing you a play for today. Something to inspire and encourage you even the more. We've been inspired and encouraged all morning. But I'm going to bring you a little something for a couple of minutes, and I'm going to get on out your way because I got to go back and write some more plays for the game. Today, let's talk about, I woke up this morning, and today is October the 1st, and I want to share a little story with you. A couple of years ago, and it may be about 8 years ago, I realized that my new year was not January the 1st. What? What does that mean? That's the new year. No, that's the new year that we celebrate. But what I did, I had to really pray and think about the times in my life when I was going through transition, when it was like rough. You know, you had those periods that's consistent every season where it's rough and you don't know what's going on and it's edgy. You can't get your, you know, your bearings and everything is not clear. Well, I noticed a pattern in my life where it happened around this time every year. And out of habit, you know, we could blame the enemy busy again. But I really had to pray and meditate and seek God and say, no, God, there is a reason for this. What he revealed to me was every season, every harvest time was my personal transition time, which made it my new year. So, my, of course, definitions, new year is the calendar year just began or about to begin. And it's the first few days or few weeks of a year, not the year. And when I looked at the definition that stood out to me, because we'll say it's the first few days or the first few weeks of the year, but it's technically a year. If you really look at the calendar, you'll notice that a lot of cultures celebrate their new year at different times during the year. We as Americans, and you know, mostly around the world, we traditionally, for us, it's January the 1st. It's been that way. Don't ask me why. I may have to do research on that, but it doesn't make sense for me. So I began to celebrate my new year October 1st because that was the beginning of my transition. And let's talk about transition for a minute. Transition is never easy. It's almost always the sense of vulnerability. So if you look at your life and during the times of the year that you become vulnerable and uneasy or having a feeling of overwhelming fear, it just may be your transition period. You may be transitioning. God may be sending you through a transition from one phase of your life to the next. And what we do is we fight it because of that sense of vulnerability and the fear. However, I encourage you today to embrace the process because it's necessary. It's here to push you, create you, and make you to be ready for what's on the other end. So today I say Happy New Year to all of you that are in transition. Welcome to the beginning of the best of the rest of your life today. Take a deep reflection today. Look at your transition as a blessing and not a curse. Look at your vulnerability as a blessing and not a curse, because the word tells us in our weakness, he is made strong. So how is he going to be strong if we're never weak? I'm going to let that sit for a minute. But October the 1st, Happy New Year. I wish I had a horn. Happy New Year, everybody going through transition. It is me, Lady Quarterback, live in the studio having fun with my queens. Remember, transition is never easy, but it's very necessary. Go in peace and be blessed.
It's me, your girl, Tracy Brown, here on Morning Glory, just to bring you a few financial tips. So today we're going to be talking about small business credit. The term small business credit can refer to a variety of things. For instance, there are small business credit cards, business credit lines, business loans, and just plain old business credibility, all applicable to small business of any size. While they are all different, really they are all the same. Essentially, they all lead to money that you can borrow for your company. As a small business, getting access to small business credit can either be really easy or really hard. There is no middle ground. It really all depends on how old and how profitable your company is. The older your company, the more money you make, the easier it is to get. The younger your company, the less money you make, and the harder it is to get. With all this being said, there are some proven business credit things that I just want to share with you. The first one is maintain your personal credit. While there are always ways around it, the average person can only get access to business credit if he or she has personal good business credit. Conducting a credit check on a personal financial is usually the only means that a banker has to determine whether or not you're a good risk or a bad risk. If your personal credit stinks, fix it. It will be worth your time, and however long it takes is worth fixing. Second, you should shop around for banks. Always remember that banks need you, not just you needing them, but they need you. Giving you access to credit creates revenue for them. Therefore, if one bank turns you down, then simply try another. In your community, there are probably at least 25 to 30 banks, and there is. So guess what? Always do business within the community that you want to own your business. That's key. Give back to your community. And here's something else. FindABetterBank.com is a great tool used to find a good bank in your area. Thirdly, search online. In addition to the banks in your community, there are tons of more on the web. Believe me, they're out there. These virtual banks may have higher rates, but they too are very desperate for your business. Many offer business loans and business credit cards. Conduct extensive research using Google. We know we Google, Yahoo, and business directories such as business.com. Next, you know, you may want to find a broker. That always helps. A broker is a person or a company that can help you find the best available bank. They can save you lots of time, energy, and may even bring opportunities to your attention. That's what we never found before. We never, you know, brokers help us to bring opportunities to us. They expose us and we expose them if they give us some good information. Be careful about shady brokers, however, who are so desperate for your business that they will continue to connect you with loan sharks. We don't want that. Finally, attend a financial seminar. If you're aware of any financial seminars or workshops in your area, make every effort to attend. What better way to educate yourself about the best financial options available for your company? Then be advised by a local expert. You know, yeah, always seek additional information after you attend the workshop. Just always seek out a local expert because they're always hosting everything. Finally, make sure that you shop around for the best credit cards. In addition to shopping for banks, you can also shop for credit cards from banks that you don't even belong to. If your own bank won't give you a credit card, don't give up then. Just go to the next bank. Somebody is willing to give you a credit card as long as you meet all their criteria. There are so many ways to choose and finance your business. Just make sure that you make the best decision that benefits your business. Once again, this is your girl Tracy Brown here on Morning Glory.
Everybody with one loud voice. Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
Oh, Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power.
In the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice.
We make a choice.
To voice our opinion.
Your name.
Your
name is great.
We proclaim your dominion. Yesterday, today.
Endeavors to be a community of hope, faith, and love. The mission of the ministry is to serve God and demonstrate His love through strengthening families. The Morning Glory International Community Development commits to assisting individuals and families to a quality of life that promotes personal, spiritual, and social transformations for healthy families. Therefore, we pledge to educate and inspire families to grow and develop into the original plans of God. And we pray that this day, that we have did what we have pledged to do. Without further ado, we will invite you to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today just to lift you up and to thank you for this awesome day. Lord, we ask you, O God, to touch the hearts of your people right now. God, we lift up those who don't even know you, those who are backslid. We pray right now that they will accept you as their Lord and Savior, as they will open up their mouth and open up their hearts and confess your Son Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you for the new covenants. We thank you that you will order their steps to a sanctified church that will be able to teach and empower them, oh God, to have an authentic birthright relationship with you. Now, Father, we thank you for covering them, Father, throughout this week, throughout this month, oh God. Look upon your people, look upon their needs, and meet the needs of your people. We thank you for warring angels that protect us on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to thank you so much for being here with us today. We pray that the information that you receive has inspired you to become personally and professionally well-grounded in your network. The first network that you need to learn to do is to have that conversation with God. And the next, amen, is prepare yourself to whatever event, whatever conference, whatever you have been invited to do. Just don't show up. Show up with expectation, amen, that you are there to be a help and to receive what God has already prepared for you. We want to thank God for all of our covenant partners. We want to thank God for Radio Angel today, who has been doing a fabulous work. It's been 8 years, and we thank you so much for your dedication here on the radio and in the ministry. And we also want to thank God that we were able to see our quarterback, our lady Rush here once again. It is a pleasure to have her here with us live, amen, to give us some plays from the quarterback. And remember every word that she said, because she's playing for keeps, amen. She's playing for you, for your life. So we thank God, and we thank God for Tracy Brown. Amen. When we're talking about health and wellness, we want to make sure that you financially is right. Amen. So when opportunities come, you got the funds for it. Amen. Talk is cheap. They want some money, y'all. And that is the truth. Prepare your credit. We come back on next week. We go higher as we have our returning guests, Linda and Lisa. Y'all keep our sisters up in prayer as they have lost their mother. So keep them lifted up. We love you, and we send you virtual kisses and hugs. God bless until we meet again. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to listen to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Connect with us on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Remember, no matter what you have going on in your life, never lose your hope. God bless.